mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's already Wednesday, the 7th day of July, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, wide open telephones, and a mass of vital news and information. Thank you for joining us. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com as well. NATO's spy planes, ships, and weapons of mass destruction unit to guard the Olympics over in Greece, all part of the international police force. Sweeping new Iraq laws allow for martial law, so the globalists smashed the country, put in a new puppet, because they put Saddam in back in 79, put in the new puppet a few weeks ago, and say your new freedom is martial law. This out of the Associated Press. Again, Iraq announces emergency powers law. Stocks rise as oil falls. About a year ago, we learned that the Saudis were going to increase oil production just for Lord Bush right before the election. But again, they'll never drop to previous levels. That's how it works. Part of the conditioning process as they step things up. But gas prices fall to lowest level in 9 weeks, down to $1.90 a gallon nationally from, what was it, $2.15 just a few weeks ago. National average, some areas much higher, some areas lower. Iraq, U.S. soldiers laughed at drowning. This is the Associated Press. They just drowned this guy for fun and sat there laughing. They're being charged with manslaughter. I mean, what type of mentality of people where you just randomly grab somebody and drown them and laugh? These guys will be back here as police officers very soon, and they only got in trouble because a bunch of witnesses and foreign press happened to see it. So, I mean, how could troops feel confident enough just randomly grab a young man and drown him in front of people, just like the stuff going on in the prisons? It's because they've been told to do it. Norway protests child abuse in Iraq, so do the Germans, as the news comes out of the torture of children at camps all over the country. Now they're trying to blame the CIA and saying CIA knew there were no weapons of mass destruction but misinformed Bush. It's admitted about 9 months before his State of the Union back in 2003, before the invasion, that he knew specifically, I mean months and months before, that he was lying. They told him it wasn't true. But, again, they're going to try to blame the CIA, as usual. Brazil plans to launch the first rocket in 2006. Everybody getting into the space age. Of course, a few weeks ago, we had the private aircraft going into the edge of space. Saddam could call CIA in his defense because they were his bosses. We'll get into that story. U.S. troops kill Iraqi preparing for a wedding feast yet again. UN will take over the internet to keep you safe. That's out of the Associated Press. That's right, to keep you safe, they're going to run and tax and control the internet. Walmart's muscle advancing use of radio frequency identification devices from CBS Money section. They're forcing the entire world to shift over to the tracker chip instead of the barcode. You thought the barcode was bad enough. Well, they're forcing that massive shift over to that. Bush's former professor says he's not qualified to be president from Yale. Also, a September 11th panel reports Iraq Osama Thai weak. We'll get to what's really behind that. There's no connection. They're just trying to create the illusion that they're independent. Few detainees in Iraq are foreign fighters. U.S. secretly removed Iraqi uranium. Blair admits Saddam's weapons of mass destruction may never be found, and more on forced inoculations. Look, it's going to be jam-packed. You don't want to miss it. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this first hour. We're going to have wide open phones on today's broadcast, 1-800-259-9231. It's over 50 microbiologists in key positions of bioweapons development and treatment that have died across the planet in the last year and a half. Many of them here in the U.S., vans jumping curbs on university campuses, running over them, backing back over their bodies, people being shot in the back of the head, people being butchered in their bedroom by large butcher knives, dying in bizarre small plane crashes, dying in airlocks, and there's been another case of this, so we'll get into that. First off, let's get into the Iraq situation. I mean, I can't believe that there's really a debate going on about this, you know. Is the Iraqi government legitimate? Is it a democracy? Our government goes in, takes over from the puppet they put in the late 70s, Saddam. They put in most of the original Ba'ath Party machinery. They appoint the government, who appoints the president, and they declare martial law. Last week it was, we might have to declare martial law to protect freedom. And now they've done that, and This is called freedom, and people actually will debate this with you. And now we have top generals here in the U.S. talking about how martial law might be needed and might be a good thing. Sweeping new Iraqi laws allow for martial law. The Iraqi government on Wednesday announced a long-anticipated package of security laws to help put down a massive insurgency, including a provision allowing interim Prime Minister Alawi to impose martial law. As the plan was announced, masked gunmen battered Iraq forces in central Baghdad. All mortars landed near a residence where Alawi, Iraq police, also defused a massive car bomb elsewhere in the capital. Nice staged event. The laws give Alawi the right to assign curfews, which they're trying to do here in the U.S., part of freedom, to conduct search operations and detain individuals with weapons on them. Sounds like the U.S., part of freedom. Once he receives unanimous approval from the cabinet, it also gives Alawi the right to assign governors, including military leaders, to be in charge of specific areas. Oh, the old Saddam system. Alawi signed the law earlier in the day, officials said. Justice Minister Malik Dohan al-Hassan said the premier would need to get warrants from an Iraqi court, which they've appointed. This is a joke. For each step, and said martial law could only be declared for up to 60 days or for the duration of the specific violence, whichever is shorter. We realize this law might restrict some liberties, but there are a number of guarantees, al-Hassan said. We have tried to guarantee justice and also to guarantee human rights. The law was needed to combat the insurgents who are preventing government employees from attending their jobs, preventing foreign workers from entering the country, to help rebuild Iraq, and in general trying to derail general elections, he said. Human Rights Minister Bach Hayar Amin compared the law to the U.S. Patriot Act. The lives of the Iraqi people are in danger. They are in danger from evil forces, from gangs, from terrorists, Amin said. The danger was underscored by the violence Wednesday. Insurgents waged a running gun battle with Iraqi forces in the streets near Martyrs Square, the interior minister said. At least two people were hurt. Witnesses said U.S. soldiers joined the fighting against the insurgents, a witness said. A senior U.S. military official speaking on condition of anonymity said the law would not direct from the efforts of coalition forces here. Okay, so but not detract. That's your freedom in Iraq, and they go, well, there's all these insurgents, you know, there. Then every time we track back most of the insurgents groups, they've got CIA funding, and you go, why would they do that? Why would the CIA want this? Because that's how we can keep the troops there 10 years, get the hundreds of billions of dollars of no-bid contracts every year while this is happening, maintain control. It's like Vietnam. Could have won that in a couple months. But we weren't allowed to fight and prosecute that war properly, because they wanted it to go on and on and on. And that's now been admitted by McNamara and others. I mean, the generals and colonels all talked about it, and it had been public knowledge, but now the government admits it. That war was meant to go on and on and on and on. And it's the same thing with Iraq, because this war is really a war against individual sovereign people, whether it be in the U.S. or Iraq. It is a giant cash machine to centralize control for the globalists. You know, why did Israel, why did Yitzhak Rabin admit it, help found Hamas? And just last year and the year before that, they caught al-Qaeda teams trying to blow stuff up. Settlers would stop them themselves, or Israeli police who weren't aware would stop them, and they'd be ordered to release them. It turned out they were young Palestinians who'd been captured years before, tortured, turned into agents, and who were out carrying out bombings and shootings for Shin Bet and Mossad. Why would Israel do that? Because then they get to keep the military rule over Israel to oppress the Israelis themselves, to censor the media, to demand billions of dollars a year from the West in military aid. Egypt wants to keep the conflict going. Nobody wants it to stop. Why have we caught the British blowing stuff up in Ireland and in London? So they can keep the military in Northern Ireland, so they can put up more cameras, have more surveillance, have more police state rules. This is how they engineer the economy into this militarized state, into this martial law security state. All right, we knew this would happen, and it's starting. CNN Money reports stocks rise as oil prices fall. Promise of higher OPEC production boosts equities, but tech warnings rein in the rally. Declining oil prices help lure buyers back into the stock market Wednesday morning, but Wall Street gains were limited by more earnings warnings coming out of the technology sector. About half an hour earlier, the start of trading, the NASDAQ composite and the Standard & Poor's were up, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average charts moved modestly higher. All three indexes, or indices, hit one-month lows in the previous session. Oil prices, which had run up Tuesday, receded after Saudi Arabian oil minister said OPEC would boost production in August. Prices raced towards $40 a barrel in New York Tuesday, following supply disruptions over the holiday weekend. On Wednesday, the New York MEX light sweet crude fell 40 cents to $39.25 a barrel. So a small drop, but they know that you're going to like that a lot better than a national average of, I don't know, 215, 219, whatever it hit a few months ago. But imagine the old days, the gas being a quarter a gallon, 50 cents a gallon, a dollar a gallon, $1.50 a gallon. Again, every time it skyrockets up, it never goes back down to previous levels. And if you look at the decade-long trend, it's rocketing straight up. And Bush had been in consultation with the Saudi Arabians and others that have a lot of control over OPEC, but the British really dominate it, to lower prices, to ease off on profit-taking right before the election, to try to make the population happy, of course, to jack it up afterwards. And, of course, it's not just the organization of oil-producing countries that's making record profits. It's the oil companies. The oil companies have all been the big ones, registering record profits as well. So things are going quite nicely for defense contractors, oil companies, and security companies, all owned by just a handful of individuals. What do you think about the situation? Are you happy with a national average of $1.90 a gallon? Look at this article. I mean, this just shows the mindset. Again, I support our troops, but I don't support, we played the audio of them. They think they catch somebody stealing some firewood, a couple sticks of firewood in the back of their little car. So they laugh at them, shoot the car up, and then run over it with a tank and laugh at them and say, that's what you get for looting. I mean, this is the mindset. And we've had staff sergeants and others on the broadcast, to talk about killing children, mowing families down, how it affects them, what they're ordered to do. Not just the news articles, we've had them on this broadcast. Iraq, U.S. soldiers laughed at drowning, Associated Press. Samara, Iraq, the 19-year-old Iraqi's swimming skills were no match for the Tigris. Marwan, save me. Zandu Fadel Hassan screamed to his cousin, himself struggling to stay afloat. The teenager drowned. His cousin made it to the shore. I could hear them laughing, he said, recalling how U.S. soldiers pushed the young man into the river. They were behaving like they were watching a comedy on stage. The U.S. military said last week the three soldiers, now back at their base in Fort Carson, Colorado, have been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the January 3rd grounding of an Iraqi detainee. A fourth soldier faces charges of pushing a second man who survived into the same river. The military identified the victim only as Mr. Fadel and Mr. Fadhill. The four soldiers face between 5.5 years to 26.5 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Thousands of Iraqi civilians have died since the Iraq War began in March 2003. Some of them perished in the U.S.-led air and ground campaign. In the 15 months since the fall of Baghdad, many more have died in car bombings or when caught in the crossfire. American troops battled insurgents or were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. They say thousands of Iraqi civilians. One of the first moves Paul Bremer brought in a year ago when he got control was to stop all data collection of Iraqi civilians that die in war or of cancer or anything else. So kind of an Orwellian memory hole there, and conservatively it's 50,000 civilians. Those are human beings, people. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as shift-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340 or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
All right, my friends, the toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition is 1-800-259-9231. Any news article you want to discuss, any piece of news you want to cover, any questions, comments, you disagree with me, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we will get into another bioweapons expert killed. CIA knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction, and just a ton of other vital pieces of news and information. Right now, let's talk to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
The reason for my call today, this information came to me a few weeks ago. I've got a chiropractor, and he's walking with the Lord, very religious, And he told me a friend of his who's a pastor, they'd gotten into a conversation about Abu Ghraib. And, you know, he didn't want to put out too much information, of course. But he had said that a very close friend of this pastor had come in and come back from Iraq, and he was working around, you know, the prisoners and stuff, and he had wanted to get prayer because of the things that he felt so bad about that they had to do while they were over there. And I think that's a good sign that even though they want to kind of wipe out all your conscience, that there's still a little bit left there. And
well, that's the only thing holding back the New World Order from nuking a city, arresting millions of us. This is what the globalists do in other countries. They love it. They love terror. They love total control. The only thing holding them back is that the police and military and even the FBI will not do all of the sick things they want. They don't have enough truly evil people in government that'll do all this.
I mean, when you get back to the old days when I was growing up about let your conscience be your guide, you remember old Jiminy Cricket, you know, and they get onto the conscience and then they kind of move it around once they get a hold of that. But we're right on this one. The conscience is the only thing that's going to hold us back, our guilt feelings, as far as if you are working with the police or working with the government and the things you do. And, of course, you know, there's people that are paid to listen to this show. And, you know, I'm not paranoid or anything. I want them to know my views, you know, and how I feel about things. Because it's supposed to be a free country. We're supposed to have freedom of speech. So, anyways, that's my two cents for today, Alex.
All right, I appreciate the call, Chuck. Great points. In fact, on that point, they're about to reinstate the smallpox and the anthrax experimental shots, which, I mean, coroners have done autopsies and said it's killing people. Top epidemiologists have looked at it. This is deadly stuff. They know it's killing people. Both of these shots are horrible and experimental and does nothing to protect you from weaponized smallpox or weaponized anthrax. They even admit that. But why do they want to give it to the troops to set that precedent, to use them as guinea pigs? And you go over there and you serve them, and look at what they do to you. You go over there and you serve them, and they bombarded all the big military bases, and now our troops have moved into those, and they're breathing depleted uranium, and the government's own handbooks say it's deadly, don't breathe it, just from the heavy metal effects, not to mention the radiation effects. And then, you know, the New York Post a few months ago went and did the blood test on a bunch of troops and said, my gosh, they've got incredible levels of radiation in them. Some of them, two rims of it. That'll kill you. And thousands, I've had Dr. Rocky, the former, you know, head of the program on, who literally wrote the book for the government. I've had him on. Thousands of people, he says conservatively 4,000, have died from the first Gulf War, and they only use DU in selected desert areas. Wilderness areas. This time they bombarded almost every major city, and they just send our troops in, and the Pentagon now holds back the training manuals, holds back the training videos. This is what they think of you. They think nothing of you. They give you deadly vaccines knowing what it's doing to you. They let you breathe the depleted uranium. They put fluoride in all our water. They put all this horrible trash in our general vaccines and hundreds of times the safe level of mercury in our vaccines. They put aspartame in 9,000 plus foods. They put it in the soft drinks. They do this to all of us. Why do we serve this system? Why do we go along with it? I mean, the Pentagon's own declassified reports from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and the declassification stops in the late 70s. Now everything's classified for, you know, ever, out of like 2035. They learn not to release this stuff. Where, oh, over this major city, we sprayed radiation out. Oh, we released a biological and then monitored the hospitals for the sicknesses and deaths to see what it'd do. Oh, we gave GIs, pregnant wives, uranium pills to see what the miscarriage would do. I mean, in the 50s, they were killing GIs' babies. It's admitted. But you're going to trust this government now? Project Shed into that 1985, spraying troops and some of them dying on the spot? But you're going to serve these people? What's wrong with you? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit ARCinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, that's a great topic. I don't usually do topic talk radio. You know, let's talk about your favorite color. What do you think of Colin Powell doing YMCA, dancing around like an idiot? Or let's talk about how evil Hillary Clinton is and how much we hate her. Well, we know she's evil and out of control. We know that Bush has ordered Congressman Dan Burton's committee to back off the Clintons. We know Clinton's been out supporting the war and supporting Bush. So, yeah, that's all phony neocon talk radio does, is bash Clinton and Hillary and talk about how evil they are, but then ignore the fact that Bush is bringing forward every program they ever thought about and getting them through because it's a Trojan horse. Because conservatives are neutralized by Bush because they think he is a real conservative. But anyways, a good topic would be, what are the evils of this global government that's been controlling our nation for the last 90-something years? Definitely since 1913. What is its greatest crimes? What are things that are documented that we know they've done, that we know that they do, to all of us? Cases where the government just coldly flies an airplane over San Francisco or over D.C. or over Florida and releases chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals, and then they have troops and their army doctors assigned to volunteer at the hospitals, ready to see what the effects are. well, the end justifies the mean. If we ever get attacked by the evil Soviets, we have to be able to treat all this and to know how to deal with it, and we have to do these tests too. Is that why in 1985 in Wales, at a military testing ground in England, they had U.S. and British troops sit on top of their tanks while U.S. airplanes flew over at low levels, spraying them with chemical weapons? Some died that day, some months later. Is that why I've had sailors on this show who, back in the late 1960s during Project Shad that went on for decades, had to sit there on their ships being given guinea pig drugs while weaponized anthrax was sprayed on them? Oh, it's all just admitted now. This is your government. This is what they'll do to you. 2 weeks ago, they used the Patriot Act, that's the Associated Press, by the way, to charge one of the civilian contractors that had been hired by the CIA to carry out torture in Afghanistan. And now to insulate the Pentagon that beforehand publicly gave the orders. Remember all that? But now they say, oh, we never did that. They're now arresting and charging the people that followed orders, which I'm not saying that abstains them from guilt, and charging them with the Patriot Act so they can't complain, so they can't speak out, so they can't defend themselves. So you go ahead and serve them. You go ahead and go along with this system and see what happens to you. You don't have to worry about evil, you know, right-wingers like Alex Jones coming to get you, like FEMA tells you all day we will. You have to worry about your bosses that'll hang you out to dry in a millisecond, who are hanging you and your children out to dry. How many FBI agents have got autistic children? You did what the government said. You gave them those thimerosal-packed shots filled with mercury. By the way, they took mercury out of some of the vaccines, but not the ones that they really pushed, the flu shot and the MMR shot, according to major publications just a few months ago, have increased the thimerosal for some reason, and those are the recommended shots the government pushes, to 250 times safe levels. That's in our vaccine section, in the Brave New World section of PrisonPlanet.com, by the way. And again, a few months ago, the CDC's own documents got finally released. Speaking of Dan Burton, who has a brain-damaged grandchild, has been out exposing all of this, has a way of getting you to finally stand up. He got his people in, got some of the documents, and it was corporate minutes from 2000 going, millions have been brain-damaged by it. I wouldn't give my granddaughter these shots. Well, we've got to continue the program. It's too big. We've got to cover this up. I mean, how many times did I read those minutes here on the air? Just admittedly, I'm not going to give my granddaughter this. Boy, this is incredible. Well, we got to cover it up. You know, the liability. And they increase the mercury. And then you say, well, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, because it's well known that mercury attacks the developing cerebral cortex and tends to lower the IQ by about 25 points at moderate to high-level exposure. And so the autistic children just got more of a cooking. They also found hormones that are in infants that are involved in cerebral cortex development, very expensive synthetic hormones. So then it's added to the pathogens that your child's given in different vaccines. So the body also has an allergic response to that. And you get an allergic response in the lobes, the frontal lobes of the brain. Another type of biological lobotomy. The other is a chemical lobotomy. And then we have at least 10 confirmed reports over the last 5 years, just another one a few weeks ago, where top scientific private firms test vaccines being given by the World Health Organization in India and Africa and Latin America and other areas of Asia, not to mention the fact we have the official government plans as early as 1954 calling for this through grain programs with it laced on it. And in the vaccines, we have Australian, U.S., and British plans for all this. Lo and behold, not just we have the plans, then to this day they catch them with these synthetic hormones from different manufacturers in different regions, very expensive hormones added to the tetanus shot in a program just for women that sterilizes the women. And then they found other cases where it causes accelerated autoimmune diseases. Then they call it AIDS, which in some African countries, 45% of the people have it.
Huh.
So you go ahead, you serve the globalists, police, military, FBI, BATF. Go ahead and laugh at me and just say it isn't true. Don't check out what I'm saying. Don't love your children. Don't love your country. Don't face the horror. Just say, oh, that Alex, he's a nut. You know, he's a nut. Don't go to the website. Don't read the bills and the declassified documents with links directly to the Library of Congress. And don't read all the medical reports. And don't listen to the, 50 top scientists I've had on over the last 8-9 years. Where they admit that sodium fluoride attacks the brain, and forget the fact that the Nazis used it to sedate people in the camps, and ignore the fact that I told you they were going to have a national push to put chips under our skin. Oh, I was a kook when I said it, but now you hear it on the news, and, well, you guess it's a good idea. Just ignore all this. Let's go to Dino in Illinois. Dino, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I've heard you mention several times about certain immigrants not having to pay income taxes for like 7 years, and I was looking on your website for documentation for that. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge website, and have you tried to use the search engine?
Yeah, I got bogged down in it.
A good search engine costs thousands of dollars, and it's just something I don't have. But we're working on that. Funny you called about that, because I was in consultations trying to get a better search engine just yesterday. No, it was Monday. And but, yes, we've posted that. It's public knowledge. Just walk into one of these foreign-owned gas stations or convenience stores and ask them about it. There's two different programs. It's 7 to 10 years, and they get a tax exemption program and other juicy tax credits, but that's public domain information.
So I should be able to find it somewhere.
Yeah, I'd go to one of the big search engines and type in immigrants get tax exemption for businesses, and it should pop up for you.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else?
No, that was my question. I've been meaning to ask you for a while. So.
All right, well, I'll try to remember to tell one of my webmasters to post it on the main page. Try to watch for that so you don't miss it. Hey, do you, Bedino?
Yeah.
Do you have any comments about crimes we know the government's committed?
I was looking at, I heard a guest of yours, the guy who runs whatreallyhappened.com.
Uh-huh.
He was on your show.
Yes, he was.
A few weeks ago. So I visited his site, and got a lot of good articles, just so many holes in the September 11th logic for going in and what they're doing over there.
Yeah, their official story is impossible. We know we've caught them lying at almost every point in their story, so we know their story's a fraud, and there isn't a jury on the planet that was honest, that looked at the evidence, that wouldn't convict the government of carrying the attacks out.
And
we have overwhelming evidence.
And I saw that New York Post article, and I did get your video from Kazaa, and I saw Fahrenheit 9-1-1, and it's a little overwhelming to see... at some point how obvious the lies are, but you try telling people, and not too many people are very responsive or willing to believe it, I guess. Don't want to believe it.
I hear you, Dino. I appreciate the call. We're about to go to Keith and others that are holding here in just a second. Speaking of my videos, here's a good place to promote them. I authorize folks to make copies of my videos for non-profit, non-for-sale purposes, and most people, millions of people, I mean, that's conservative, because if we put a video clip up and a couple hundred thousand watch it in a week, then imagine what it is on all these other big websites over the years. Millions of people have watched 9/11 The Road to Tyranny online. They've watched Masters of Terror online for free. For about a year and a half, we had it up for free on my website, but I just can't pay for the bandwidth to have it all for free. We got a lot of free stuff. It just got too expensive, writing $4,000 or $5,000 checks a month, so hundreds of thousands of people could watch it. But it's fine if other folks have it posted and want to do that. I think that's great. But I would also encourage you to get a DVD or get a VHS original copy of 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or George Humphrey's new video, which is 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, a new 9/11 film that we carry on DVD and VHS. But with my videos, you can make copies of them, and I suggest you get them, and also supports us, because if we had more support, I could, you know, get more done and have a greater effect. And you need to have these videos, my friend. Toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And my videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. $20 if you order three or more of any of the three titles. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special. So again, 1-888-253-3139. And get my videos. Air them on Access TV. Give them to local talk show hosts and local government servants. I thought they call themselves authorities and officials, but I call them servants because I guess I'm evil. I believe in America. But the new George Humphrey video is $19.95. You get a free 80-plus page color 9/11 Painful Deceptions book. Not Painful Deceptions, 9/11 The Great Illusion book. We have also a book, 9/11 Painful Questions and 9/11 Painful Deceptions, the video by Eric Hupschmid. That's $22. We have Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, Ownerships, a new video, Innocents Betrayed, about 180 million people killed after gun control globally. That comes with three booklets, $29.95 for the video and the three booklets. So a lot to offer at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Who's up next, Scott? Keith in Michigan. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, my friend.
I'm actually calling about the ICC, the International Criminal Court.
Which Bush is now saying our troops will be under, and the conservatives are saying that's very conservative.
Yep, and it's not long before the United States, the population is under that, too.
Think that, sir, we already are. I see reports every few months where I don't agree with a white supremacist in Nebraska that wrote a book saying that no Jews were killed by Hitler. I think, you know, a lot of people were killed by Hitler, Poles, Jews, people, the Germans who fought Hitler. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that guy. That was 2 years ago who wrote a book saying it didn't happen. But the Germans convicted him in Germany for selling the book online, and the U.S. government arrested him and allowed the extradition. He's serving, what was it, a 9-year prison sentence in Germany. But I see reports like that all the time, and people go, well, good, he's a Nazi, arrest him. Wait a minute, folks, then they're going to arrest you for what you say.
Right.
So the Supreme Court, I mean, I remember 5-6 years ago reporting that the Supreme Court was already under U.N. control, ruling according to U.N. activities. People didn't believe it. And now it's all over the news that they're doing that. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm actually calling about is, you know how you turn on a DVD or on a video cassette, and on the beginning of it, it has the Interpol warning. It says, you know, copyright infringement, this, that, and the other thing. Think about how many Americans have dubbed copies of anything, whether it's burned DVDs or pirating and internet software and all this, that, and the other thing, and how the Patriot Act gives the government the ability to tell if you've burned something on your computer, if you've illegally dubbed software, and how the United States is now sharing information.
Yeah, the problem is that I'd say 150 million people have done that, and...
But they got you on something.
Well, the point is if they want to selectively enforce it, they can.
Right.
But
right.
Nobody's going to put up with that. But, you know, since you mentioned that, yeah, you notice now the videos don't say FBI warning. It's Interpol, UN warning.
Right.
And the UN is taking over the ICANN. They're taking over the whole internet regulation, the regulatory system. It's a great point.
And I actually heard you about the thimerosal. I got 8-month-old twins here. You know, one of them crying in the background. I got one of these beautiful little babies right in my arms, and I can't imagine shooting that crap into them. I got to get the waiver from the state of Michigan to do that, because I don't want to film with all kinds of crap. I don't want them to be a mindless sheep like everybody else.
I hear you, but the CDC admits that it's hurting and killing children, and so they have to cover it up, and that document's made public, but still, one of these establishment yuppies will laugh at you because they don't want to admit bad stuff's happening. They're the ultimate cowards. They want to make excuses and deny all this is going on, and I appreciate your call. Remember, we have thousands of children listening, so let's not even use light crudities. Here on the air, though, I would ask everybody to please do that. I mean, just, instead of saying the C word, just say garbage. Because really, this is a lot of children, tens of thousands, listen to this as their homeschooling curriculum about an hour a day during their lunch hour. And we really need to respect that. So always consider the fact that you're speaking to a large group of children, as well as the yuppies who are childlike as well.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello folks, Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight again. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Who is Kerry's running mate, new running mate?
It's John Edwards.
I'd like you to hear this from the New American Magazine, June 28th. Title of the article, Bilderbergers Celebrate Half a Century of Intrigue and Secrecy. The Bilderberger Group, one of the most secretive clubs of global movers and shakers, held its 2004 meeting June 3rd
to 6th. John Edwards attended.
Okay, and that's what they're saying right here. Of all the people here, they list a number of people. John Edwards, Democrat, North Carolina. Very revealing.
Well, I mean, Bush Sr.'s been to it, and they were, you know, they examined the produce there. Bill Clinton went in 91. That's when they made the decision to put Bush in, and then Bush didn't fight. Everybody pointed that out. It's staged. It doesn't matter whether it's Kerry or Bush. I frankly think it'd be better if Kerry got in for one reason. Conservatives will finally wake up to the UN gun control war agenda. As soon as Kerry's in, conservatives will wake up. That's why I don't think Bush will be kicked out, though everybody thinks that Kerry's getting in now, and maybe I'm wrong, because so much has gotten through under Bush. Again, I don't think we're even, I don't think our vote even counts at this point at the presidential level. What do you think?
I don't think so either. Senators John Corzine, New Jersey, was there. Melinda Gates, wife of Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Donald Graham, chairman of CEO of the Washington Post Company. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Timothy Geithner, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Douglas Feith, U.S. Undersecretary of Defense.
They had the head of N.M. Rothschild there. They had Dutch royalty there.
Walter Isaacson, president and CEO of Aspen Institute. Jessica T. Matthews, president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Indra Noyi, president and CEO of PepsiCo. Peter Weinberg, CEO of Goldman Sachs International. And James Wolfison, president of the World Bank.
Yeah, well, that's not all. There were 124 members and some guests, but that's some of the people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the global body. A year ago, the BBC came out, and the Bilderberg Group, for the anniversary that was coming up, released the minutes of their first meeting, where they called for the European Union, global government, and then they said, oh, no, we're not for global government. We just meet and have the military guard us just to be friends. And the media basically ignores it. It's no big deal. But if you had 124 Hollywood stars together, it would be the Academy Awards.
Alex, we have a radio program here on once a week on Tuesday on an FM station from the left. But they're saying the same things you're saying, and they said that if Kerry gets in, he's going to put everything that you talk about here on the fast track, okay? All of it. Militancy, militarizing of police.
Yeah, and then suddenly the left won't care about it, and then I guess neocons love it. It's a sophisticated question. What do you mean you have a program that's from the left? I don't understand.
In other words, these people are actually socialists, but they put out great information. They read all of their material.
And they're saying Kerry's bad.
Yeah, very bad, they're saying.
But, I mean, obviously they're not saying Bush is any better.
No, not at all.
The socialists, a lot of these socialist groups will tell the truth about the New World Order, then they won't talk about how the New World Order funds them. And how, and see, the globalists know we wake up to them, so they give us a phony left-wing world government answer. So they're masters of that. I appreciate the call.
God bless you.
All right, take care, Ron. We'll talk to everybody else when we get back in the second hour. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Bunch of news. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, our new website, where all my videos, the books, everything is there for download. PrisonPlanet.tv. Scott.